The following audio is from Foundation Life Bible Church. More information about Foundation Life is available at www.foundationlbc.com.
This mini lesson is one of a series, walking through what the Bible teaches about eldership and its importance in the church. As you consider these sessions, please pray with us and ask the Lord to guide our church in finding and calling elders. Thank you.
Whoever set up technology here is just slacking today. Sorry about that. All right. Do me a favor. Open up your Bibles. We're gonna try that. Open up your Bibles. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. A lot of you probably can recite this by heart. I'm just gonna go rogue here and turn on the lights because feeling in the dark. So I'm gonna just start off a little bit here with 1 Corinthians 13. I think you guys will know this passage. Even those of you, if you've not been in church for a long time, you probably still know this passage. And many of you probably have this in vinyl tattooed on your walls or on coffee cups or whatever. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4. Love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it is not rude, it is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. So, why do I start with coffee cup verses, right? This is a passage. Who's been to a wedding in the past 12 months? Okay, keep your hands up. Keep your hands up. How many of those weddings use this verse? If it did, leave your hand up. Yeah, a lot of them, right? It's probably the number one wedding verse that people read. Love never fails, right? You see that in T-shirts and coffee cups, and it's easy to trivialize because it's on so many places. It's everywhere. But at the same time, this is a 2,000-year-old text. There's a reason that it lasts that long. It's built in that God puts that seriousness of love with us. But I want to point out that a lot of people skip to verse 4 and just rewind for a minute and look at verse 1, because I think it's important that we realize that love is not just deep, but it's of critical importance to the Lord. 13, verse 1. If I speak in the tongues of men and angels, but have not love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith that can move mountains but have not love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames but have not love, I gain nothing. So why do I start with coffee cup verses? Why do I start with love rather than elders, right? Because this is an elder mini lesson. So I'll explain here in a second. To remind you, this is one of a series of elder mini lessons, and the reason we're doing this is so that we all get a good understanding of what does the Bible say about eldership. What does the Bible say is important? It's on all of us to keep the elders accountable, to know what should be looked for. And so this is part 8 of a mini-series. You can find past ones on the Sermon Podcast, except for part 7. We're doing this so that we are all informed on what elders should be as we look forward to calling elders in 2019. And we've covered many things. I won't recap it all, but really an elder is someone who can say, follow my example as I follow the example of Christ, which is from 1 Corinthians just a few chapters before in chapter 11. So we've been studying Titus. We're now studying 1 Timothy 3. Both of those passages talk about what elders should be and should not be. I think in 1 Timothy 3, what I think Rick covered last week is the overview of that. So if you'll flip just a few books ahead to 1 Timothy 3, we'll look at that again. I don't really know exactly what Rick covered because he forgot to press the record button, and I was teaching the kids at the point. So, but at the same time, this passage has a lot of echoes of Titus. The phrasing is very similar. The author is the same. It's written to two different men, but it covers the same ground. It covers the same basic order of things, and it emphasizes the same point. So I'm not going to rehash everything we've done before, and I'm not going to redo everything. But when Chris talked about this parallel passage in Titus, we're going to be looking at marriage today, and that's part of the reason I start with love. When Chris talked about that, he emphasized that, hey, these characteristics that we're talking about for elders, these are not talking about perfection, and I like the way he phrased it, but rather a pattern of life when the gospel really settles into somebody's heart. And when Chris rightly said, how do we tell? You look at the family. So in that, he also pointed out there's an important tension here in that these things, don't tune out if you don't want to be an elder, because these things are things that all Christians are called to do. These are qualities that we should all aspire to. And yet, elders are called to be those who do them particularly well. So, 1 Timothy 3, I'm going to read 1 through 3, and we'll focus in on marriage here. Here is a trustworthy saying, if anyone sets his heart on being an overseer, he desires a noble task. Now, the overseer must be above reproach, the husband of but one wife, temperate, self-controlled, respectable, hospitable, able to teach, not given to drunkenness, not violent, but gentle, not quarrelsome, not a lover of money. And we can go on, and we will in future weeks. We're going to break this down, take a little bit of a slower path. And again, the idea is you guys need to know this. This is really important. So as we look at this, I'm going to focus in on what some versions would say, faithful to one wife or the husband of one wife in verse 2 here. Now, the overseer must be above reproach, the husband of but one wife. So, above reproach really is kind of the parenthesis that encompasses the next few things. So, the husband of but one wife is a piece of that. And in that, Chris pointed out that this is really saying that he's a one-woman man. It's not just that he only has one wife. It's not just that he doesn't cheat, didn't sleep around. It's just that his eyes are only for that one woman, that he loves her. So, what does the Bible expect of husbands? Well, we can look, right? Sam covered that in Ephesians. So we're going to be jumping a little bit. Let's go to Ephesians. Keep your thumb here. We're going to come back. But Ephesians, Sam did a nice job camping on this for a while. So if you don't remember that, it's just about to roll off of the podcast. So you can scroll back to the podcast. But Ephesians chapter 5. I'm going to start here at verse 25. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her to make her holy, cleansing her by washing with water through the word, and to present her to himself as a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. So husbands are to love their wives, and the coffee cup verses we started with in the beginning make it really clear as to what that love is. It's a self-sacrificial love. It is one-sided. It doesn't rely on that love being reciprocated. And 1 Corinthians makes it really clear that it's not just that it is a deep and abiding love, but it's important to God. It's important to God. And Ephesians makes it clear that husbands are called to that because Christ loved the church. So if we have an elder that is supposed to be saying, follow me as I follow the example of Christ. Christ loved the church. That husband is supposed to be loving his wife as a one-woman man. That's why it's a requirement. Okay? So the main point here is an elder must be a one-woman man who loves his wife sacrificially and fully as Christ loved the church, and that he understands that this love for his wife is important for his wife, for his understanding of the gospel of Christ, and for his ability to be a witness for Jesus and an example to the church. So how do we take this and apply it? Two ways. First, remember that all Christians are held to this as the goal. So if you don't want to be an elder, don't tune out. This is for you. For those of us who are single, who aren't married, don't even plan to be married, are many years away from marriage, we honor the example of those who live a godly marriage. And for those of us who are married, we remember that the marriage relationship is not only with our spouse, but also with the Lord. And second, for all of us, we must understand this and expect it of the men who desire to be elders. Okay. Let's pray. Lord, we love you. When we read your word, you do a marvelous job of making absolutely clear what you expect of us, what you hope of us, what we should strive for, though we may never achieve perfection here. So help us to take that seriously. Help us to honor the examples of where that's done well, and to let this soak in and understand what we should expect of the men who lead your church. We love you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to audio from Foundation Life Bible Church, located in Greenwood, Indiana. Feel free to make copies of this message to give to others, but please do not charge for those copies or alter the content in any way without permission. For more information about Foundation Life Bible Church, please visit us online at www.foundationlbc.com.